Birds is about a boy named Bennu who lives in a village where singing is essential, but his singing sounds like nonsense. He strives to be accepted. A dozen singers dressed in black stand in two rows at the front of the sanctuary at Northern Light United Church. Next spring, they will don costumes and stride around a stage in battle. But on this October Sunday afternoon, they're static in front of an audience armed with comment forms and plot cheat sheets. The performance workshop is not new to Juno audiences. More than a decade ago, King Island Christmas went through the workshop process at Perseverance Theater. Opera to Go artistic director William Todd Hunt says workshops are common nowadays with new artistic pieces.
So that when you go into your final version, you don't spend all of that time on something that might not make as much sense as it could.
Former Juno artist Rory Stitt wrote the music and words to the opera. He now lives in Portland, but continues to work on various musical projects in Juno. Hunt and Stitt have been working on the opera for years.
In this very room, in Northern Light Church, I met Rory probably 4 years ago. I was working on his Requiem. I'd kind of known him as a rock and roll kind of player and whatnot, and an actor. But seeing this other side of his music, well, and meeting him, made me think, wow, this guy needs to write a children's opera.
And then he mentioned to me about the idea of creating a children's opera, that he would commission me for it if I was game for that. Where did I get the idea? I don't know. I read a lot of fairy tales. I read a lot of children's books to kind of get myself in that mindset. Growing into your own identity was something that I struggled with quite a lot. My tactic was, if it was relatable to me from my childhood experience, that's probably the closest I could get to creating something that might be meaningful for kids.
A lot of composers for children's operas tend to write down, you know, to make it really sing-songy for the kids, but he doesn't do that, and I really respect that.
While the script is 3 years in the making, Stitt started working on the music 2 months ago. The singers had only a couple of weeks to learn the piece before the workshop. 21-year-old Honus DeSena, who plays Bennu, only had time to learn the most important songs, such as the final scene. Hunt played the rest of Bennu's parts on a saxophone. Hunt doesn't know quite what Bennu will sound like in the final opera.
It'll be gibberish, probably. I mean, that's another thing that's, of course, up for possible revision, is what does Bennu actually sound like?
2 weeks wasn't enough time to turn it into an orchestral piece or even hand it over to a piano player. Instead, he used a computer program that creates and plays back music.
When I first started using this particular program, Finale, in 92, it was awful. It was pretty much hard to listen to. It very, very stilted sounding, but they've gotten it to where it's fairly natural sounding.
DeSena moved to rural West Virginia when he was 10. There, his parents enrolled him in college-level vocal lessons as a birthday gift. He says he practiced at least 5 hours a day for Bennu's Birds.
I really want to add this to my portfolio because in April I'm moving to New York and I'm going to be doing auditions.
DeSena says he can empathize with Bennu.
When I came to this country, I didn't really speak English. I came here when I was 7 from Venezuela and, learned from scratch.
Juno soprano Rebecca Grimes is the bird in Bennu's Birds. 5-year-old Ava Grimes came with her dad and brother to watch her mom sing.
I really liked it. I liked the music.
Throughout the rough cut performance, the audience filled out the comment forms explaining what they liked or what they didn't understand.